community, one hand, one voice. The Arab voice is heard with Ya Hella Voice. Now you are listening to Talk of the Town. Talk of the Town with Ray Hanania. Talk of the Town brought to you by Life Run Medical Alert Systems.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Ray Hanania, and this is Talk of the Town Radio, the alternative voice to the biased anti-Arab mainstream American news media. They hate it when I say that. It's Friday, February 27th, and our producer is Khaled Khilfa. Our number is 708-321-1313, extension 1, and we want to hear your voice and your opinions. That's 708-321-1313, extension 1. Talk of the Town is brought to you by Life Run Medical Alert Systems, the best emergency system for seniors and people in healthcare need, available today. 1-800-421-3366. We're broadcast live on 1450 AM radio. And online at yahalavoice.com every Friday at 4 p.m. and rebroadcast online on Mondays at 11 a.m. Our podcast is available on iTunes, and our news website is at thearabdailynews.com. Don't forget to download our app for the Arab Daily News for Apple and Android devices. This week we talk with Monroe Anderson. Monroe and I covered Chicago City Hall together for years. He's a longtime journalist. He used to work at the Tribune, then I believe it was WBBM-TV, then as press secretary to one of the nicest mayors that ever, you know, ran the city of Chicago. Certainly nothing like the meanie mayor that we have today, Rahm Emanuel. He was press secretary to Mayor Eugene Sawyer, the late Eugene Sawyer. Great guy. Rahm Emanuel received 40% of the vote. Jesus Garcia received 34%. Three other candidates, Fioretti, Willie Wilson, and Doc Walls, received the remaining 20% or about 100,000 votes between them. And Garcia forced Emanuel into a runoff. Honestly, I thought Emanuel was going to pull it off, but it was nice to see Chicago voters basically give Mayor Emanuel the finger he's been missing since an accident he experienced many years ago. Let's say hello to my friend Monroe Anderson. Monroe, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Ray. What about you?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm under the, you know, we're broadcasting from Guantanamo Bay in a cell. I met Khaled in Afghanistan someplace. I don't know.
Well, so, let me tell you, when I first called in and heard whoever was speaking at the time, I went, oh no, I just did a crash course in Arab on Rosetta Stone, but I can't remember anything I learned, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this off.
Well, I know that you heard that beautiful Arabian female voice going, hey, I gotta do Arab radio more often. Monroe, now listen, they did, Chicago voters, they did flip the bird, that missing finger that Rahm Emanuel so badly needs. They gave it back to him, apparently. He took a beating, didn't he? Even though he did get...
He won, but he didn't win enough.
Yeah.
And the reason he didn't win enough is, I think mainly because of the closing of the 50 Chicago public schools.
You think schools were the big issue?
Yeah, I think they were the big issue.
And do you think...
In Chicago, well, almost anywhere, schools are more than just an edifice where people are educated. They're also a symbol.
Mm-hmm.
In some of the South and West Side communities, the school is the only identity that community has to point to. And
would
so you close it, you've just cut off their identity. Plus, if you graduated from a school, I don't care if it was 40 years ago, you still
like
want to be there so you can point to and say, that's the school I graduated from.
Yeah, Bowen High School is still around from 48 years ago. It's still there.
Yeah.
So, no, but no, you're right, it's important.
I graduated from Gary Roosevelt, Roosevelt High School in Gary, Indiana, and although it's under state control, it still exists. When I pass by there are memories that I still maintain.
Now, when I was looking at the vote and the pattern, I noticed that Garcia won, I think, about 15 wards. Most of them had large Hispanic populations, And Emmanuel won the other 35 wards, and a lot of them have large African-American populations. Emmanuel, I think, lost, and this is just my looking at the numbers. I think he lost because I don't think African-American voters really were satisfied with him, and I think to them the issue of schools was very important. And now that Wilson is out of the race, Doc Walls is out of the race, and even Fioretti, who got a lot of African-American votes, I think it's the African-American community that's going to decide this election.
The African-American community will decide the election, and it's up to Chewy to woo them.
But that's going to be tough, isn't it? Because there's a black-Hispanic rivalry in Chicago, and Hispanic voters are so they're not as active as African-American. African-Americans vote at a high rate, as almost as high as white voters in Chicago. Hispanic voters vote so low. They're like 30-35%.
They never had a candidate before.
So how does Garcia win?
It remains to be seen whether Chewy can bring them out. You know, identity politics is very important.
Right. It's not racism. Right. You're not saying racism. We're talking about affinity and identity. Right.
Exactly. And they have one of their own now. And so I think that they will vote at a much higher rate than we've seen in the past.
No, I'm sorry, Monroe. I was going to say, you know, I've worked now since leaving the media. I've worked in a lot of elections and governments and political organizations. A lot of my clients have been Hispanic, and I have to say, I've noticed over the years that even with an exciting race, Hispanics have this, there's a pressure against voting that comes from this issue of, you know, undocumented relatives, the immigration issue that's still unresolved. And that inhibits the vote. So even though I know that I bet there's a lot of excitement, I'm not sure. We'll see a little bump. I just don't think he can depend on the Hispanic vote to get him elected. He needs to reach out to African-Americans and whites.
No, he needs the black vote. He's not going to make it without the black vote. And that's what I was going to say, is that he has to do it. And I think it's doable, but I don't know for sure. I mean, you know, we'll see come April 7th if it's doable or not. Chewy supported Harold Washington, and a lot of Hispanics back in that time did.
Right. Do you think they'll remember that was, you know, we're talking 30 years ago.
Hispanics have also, supported Barack Obama.
Right.
So, it's not like they haven't coalesced with us.
Right.
So I'm assuming that turnabout is fair play and that will happen. But I haven't talked to enough people and done enough research yet to know what to expect on that end.
Now
you have some blacks and some Hispanic leaders who are backing the mayor.
Yeah. There's always a mix. People don't, it's hard to just say Hispanics are going to vote Hispanics, blacks will vote blacks, and white votes vote white. But there is a wave that comes from different communities. And I was under the impression, though, that Emmanuel seemed, and I think he believed, he had to get a big African-American vote. I don't think he got it. And he probably got more than Garcia, but he didn't get enough. And I think that's why he was forced into a runoff. I really think he thought he was going to get that vote.
Well, the other thing that you have going on is the progressives worked against Emmanuel for Garcia.
Wasn't Emmanuel a progressive at one time or never?
Yeah.
Wasn't he? I think he was. Wasn't he? Was with Obama's guy.
Exactly. But he was, and he had worked with the Clintons.
Right.
You know, but he's a corporate progressive.
Right.
that mayor 1% tag is serious.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, And most of his support has come from Chicago's establishment.
Yeah.
And so you have a progressive movement going on, and you have much of the city outside of the lakefront and the loop that feels neglected.
Now, in my opinion, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, and that's where Mayor Emanuel has to try to make up, and I'm not sure he can do it. We'll see.
Now, in my opinion, prior to the election, I really thought that Fioretti had what it would have taken to beat Emanuel, but Garcia got the wow factor. He was able to bring everybody together to make himself look like the person that was going to defeat Emanuel. I think Emanuel recognized that his numbers started to increase, and he started targeting him in his ads. Emanuel didn't attack anybody else. He attacked Garcia because it was clear Garcia was the main guy.
I'm sure his polling was telling him that that's where the threat was.
Right.
If you'll remember in the debate, the mayor was as nice could be to both Willie Wilson and Doc Walls.
Yes. He didn't want to offend African Americans.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So he had nothing bad to say about them.
Right. And then
he didn't perceive them as a threat.
Now, why did Fioretti lose, do you think? Was it just not enough money, not enough? And do you think if he had gotten everybody behind him, could he have beaten? Could anybody have beaten Rahm Emanuel that first round?
No, nobody's going to beat Rahm Emanuel. Because, we're celebrating what Garcia did as a victory, but we've got the reality is that Mayor Emanuel got 45% of the vote, and Chuy got 34. If that had been the election without the other players, then Emanuel, it would have been a landslide.
Right. It was a huge... It was a huge victory for Emanuel. Although everybody, I think if Emanuel had been smart, he would have said, I think it's good to have a runoff and I look forward to it. I'm going to win. It would have taken off some of the gloss from Garcia of winning that runoff because the only thing he got was the runoff and that's it. I'm not sure. I don't know if he can pull it off.
Yeah, but this is my thinking on this is that Emanuel got stuck at 45%.
Yeah, he did.
And he never went anywhere. And so there's a good possibility that that 45% is his ceiling.
That would be something.
But he's not going to go beyond it.
Well, he's offended everybody, hasn't he? I mean, he's angered everybody. I've never seen a mayor. Have you ever seen a mayor anger so many people the way he does?
Yeah, no, he may or may not be. This is debatable whether he's a great manager or not, but he definitely is not a good politician.
He's already turned off Arab voters. He won't even talk to us.
Exactly. No.
And he doesn't think it's important.
I was talking to somebody yesterday who said that she was in a restaurant with her husband on Halstead Street in the 43rd Ward. He came into the restaurant to meet with an agent and some actor that's going to be in a movie or something, some friend of his brother's or whatever,
right,
a client of his brother. She said he walks right in the restaurant, right straight through to the booth in the back. I mean, doesn't stop, doesn't nod at anybody, doesn't stop to shake anybody's head. He just goes where he's going. He just completely ignores everybody else.
This guy is
not
mean
a good
guy.
Politician.
No,
Richard J. Daley's talent was that when you met him, he would talk to you, and he would give you the feeling like you were the only person in the world right then. I mean, you got his undivided attention.
Yeah, I agree that Emanuel lost this victory the first round on his own. I mean, I blame him, at, because it was clear to me as an American Arab, he won't even, one of his staff people basically said, hey, he's not going to talk to you because you're an Arab. And I said, but I was a City Hall reporter for 17 years. It's not about the Middle East, tell him. He said he don't care. It's over. I said, all right, you know, what kind of mayor is that? That makes absolutely no sense to me. So if he's like
it's not a good politician.
Yeah, sure. Because there's so many, you know, there's so many votes that he just wrote off for no reason. Why write them off? They don't care about the Middle East. They want to know that they're going to be included at City Hall. They just want a mayor to say, hey, how you doing? And all these voters would say, you know what? Thank you, mayor. 80% of them.
You know, even with the school closings.
Yes.
A Richard M. Daley, a Mayor Richard M. Daley, would have held community meetings.
Show respect.
Would have listened to everybody complain and say they didn't want their school closed and listen to their case. He would have pretended to have agreed with them. Then he would have gone back to the fifth floor and closed the schools.
All right, Monroe.
Rahm didn't even do that charade. He just closed
the school. Yes, he didn't care. That's because he's arrogant. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He's an arrogant person. Monroe, can you hang on with us for a little bit longer?
Sure.
Okay, good. We're on the line with Monroe Anderson, a longtime veteran political reporter. I think I had your resume right. The Tribune, then WBBM-TV, then Press.
You didn't have it right.
Uh-oh.
It was the Tribune, then Newsweek magazine.
Oh, that's right.
Then City Hall,
right?
Then WBBM TV.
Then
close enough.
I didn't mean to leave out Newsweek. You know, Arnaud de Borchgrave used to be a good friend of mine from years and years ago. So I would never slam Newsweek. They were good people. We're on the line with Monroe Anderson, and we're going to take a quick break here at Talk of the Town Radio. Our number is 708-321-1313, extension 1, if you want to join in and, you know, ask a question. Monroe has covered politics as long as I have, and I'll tell you, between us, I think we have more experience than all of the talking heads that are on TV, with the exception of John Cass. If we brought him in, that would be 80% of the vote right there. So we're going to...
Well, you know, and I got John hired at the Tribune.
Yes, yeah.
Literally. Yeah, you remember when he was working for some community...
The Daily Calumet. Yeah, you brought him in there.
Exactly.
You're right. That was good.
Would
you bring him in instead of me? Thanks a lot, Monroe. No.
Because you were working at the competing newspaper.
Yeah, you're right. I was at the Sun-Times. Listen, we're going to take a quick break here at Talk of the Town Radio. We're going to return after our commercials and continue talking with Monroe Anderson about Chicago politics, the mayor race, and all the issues related. So we want you to call in at 708-321-1313, extension 1. I'm Ray Hanania. We're going to be right back right after these messages.
عم تسمعي هلا فويس من شيكاغو.
هوم لايف فرنتشر آخر صيحات الأثاث وكل ما تحتاجه من مفروشات. هوم لايف فرنتشر، الأمانة، الأخوة والدقة في المواعيد.
No credit needed to finance. Everyone is approved at Home Life Furniture, 13449 South Cicero Avenue in Crestwood, Illinois, 708-631-3627. Mention Yahela Voice and your delivery is free. Get $200 off when you spend $1,500.
Do you have a medical alert device? When you press the button for help, can you talk through your pendant? With many companies, you still have to talk through the base unit, and that's not much help in an emergency. The answer, LifeRun Medical Alert Systems. Simply press the button and talk to a live operator right through the pendant. If your device can't do that, upgrade to LifeRun today. The system is free, the shipping is free, and the monitoring fee is less than a dollar a day. Call LifeRun now at 1-800-421-3366 or order online at LifeRun.com.
And Carry Chrysler Jeep Dodge's 72-hour sale starts now. $30 million in inventory, $5 million in discounts, and $25 million to lend will be available for this public sale at Man Carry's Chrysler Jeep Dodge at Oak Lawn. Now through Monday, get $12,000 off MSRP. Get 0% for 72 months, plus a $4,500 rebate. 800 factory cars are on display. Brand new Jeep Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, minivans, Ram trucks, and more. $5 million in discounts will be made available on Man Carry's 30 $30 million of new car inventory. Stop what you're doing right now and get to Mancari's in Oak Lawn. 12,000 off MSRP. 0% for 72 months. Plus $4,500 in rebates. $30 million in inventory. And bank reps on site with $25 million to lend. You will drive today. Hurry. This public sale will absolutely end Monday. Sale hours extended till midnight at Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge on 95th Street, Oak Lawn. On select models, $1,389 per thousand with zero down with approved credit plus tax, title, license, and dock fee.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Rush, here to tell you about the best talk show on the planet. It's called Rise Up. If you're looking for a show that talks about all the issues that matter to you, then you need to listen to Rise Up. From the latest stories happening back home in Palestine, the Middle East, and of course, all the stories happening in our own backyard in Chicago, and of course, across the nation. That is what Rise Up is all about. Plus, Rise Up is a program that wants to hear from you. Call the show, 708-321-1313, extension 1. Oh, by the way, I also do this show with this guy named Bob. We call him the Great American. The guy thinks he's an expert when it comes to Arab-related news. Actually, he's not so bad. So listen to Rise Up every Wednesday, 4:30 to 6 p.m. Central Time on Chicago's 1450 AM and YehelaVoice.com.
علي صوتك مع صوت يهلا.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town Radio here at YehelaVoice.com and 1450 AM Radio. I'm here every Friday at 4 p.m. on 1450 AM and YehelaVoice.com. We're rebroadcast online at YehelaVoice.com every Monday at 11 o'clock. And you can download our podcast on iTunes or off our website at TheArabDailyNews.com. By the way, that website has exceeded 1 million visits this month. So I want to thank all the bloggers that are writing at TheArabDailyNews.com that helps us out. We're on the line with Monroe Anderson. We're talking about the Chicago elections. And I'll tell you what, nobody cares about the suburbs. Chicago is the place to be when it comes to politics. And Monroe and I for many years sat at the heart of that at City Hall covering mayoral politics for years. And he's here chatting with us about what happened and why it happened. Rahm Emanuel's in a runoff with Jesus Garcia. Can Jesus Garcia pull it off? If you have an opinion about that, call us at 708-321-1313, extension 1. Monroe, let me ask you about this quirk in the system. Yes. Here's Luis Gutierrez, who was Jesus Garcia's closest political ally, endorsing Rahm Emanuel. What was that about? Yeah. And doesn't Gutierrez look embarrassed? Shouldn't he be embarrassed that his friend did as good as he did without him?
Well, you know, Gutierrez was with Harold Washington.
Right. Yes, he was.
And he made the shift to Daley.
Yes, he did.
He goes where the power is.
Yeah, he's a chameleon.
Yeah, yes. He goes where the power
is. He went right to Emanuel because he believed Emanuel was going to win. But look at what happened.
Exactly.
If I were to assess a loser in all this, I'd have to say Gutierrez is the guy that comes out looking like the fool. In fact, I was watching him stand up there. He just seemed kind of like a more of a wise guy, like he was surprised, kind of. And he said, hey, at least we still have the guy with the most votes. And I'm going, yeah, but your best friend almost beat you.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see how it plays out. We can't pretend that Mayor Emanuel is the odds-on favorite to win in April. Well, you know, right now that's the way it looks. But you know, it depends on how good of a candidate Chuy is, and if you'll notice, he butted. He came alive election night.
Yeah, he did. He was a different guy.
Place, you know, because he was pretty hangdog.
Yes, he was. He was he was very laid back during the debates.
Exactly.
I mean, he just didn't sound. He didn't impress me. But election night, it was like a whole different guy got up to that microphone.
No, he was sounding like he came to play.
It was a Harold Washington on, you know, winning the primary almost. It was like we're going to go. Even Harold Washington changed. You know, when he won that vote, he became somebody very, you know, his personality opened up. And you think that's going to happen with Garcia, that that's what we're seeing?
I think. Obviously, I don't know yet, but it looks to me like I've seen him in a couple of interviews on TV, national interviews on TV, and we got a different candidate now than we had a week ago.
Yeah.
And so we'll see.
Well, I wonder
if he's going to get money. You know, but the thing is, none of those guys who ran against Mayor Emanuel did a good job. You know, for example, when we had the big snowstorm and the side streets hadn't been shoveled.
Right. There was nothing.
A good candidate would have been out there on one of those side streets saying, why is this street not shoveled? It's been 48 hours. Then they would have gone to Alderman Burke's house.
Yes.
And said, why is his street shoveled?
You know,
how does this happen?
Burke Street, I like it. Burke, he's a good guy, but his street looked like they had a heating pad in the asphalt.
Exactly.
It was so dry.
No,
I'm going, my gosh.
Ed Burke is a man of much power. Yes.
Apparently.
Of course his street's got to be.
He is a warmer street than everybody else. What can you do? Are you going to blame that?
Right. He has heating coils.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? But you're right, Monroe, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, none of the candidates took advantage of some big issues, and the snow was the big one.
Exactly. I would have been as a candidate or as somebody managing a campaign. I would have had my guy standing by the parking meters.
Yes.
And talking to people as they were putting their credit cards in. Saying, well, how do you like this? What do you think about this?
Yeah.
I would have had them complaining about that. I would have had them I would have been out in front of some of the red lights.
Yes.
In the intersections.
Yeah, listen,
talking about that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that could have been done that these guys didn't do. They were given a generic political argument.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in all the candidates. The one red light camera issue that really upset me, and I'm yelling at the candidates as I watch this, because nobody really jumped on this, when Emanuel's car goes through the red light, I heard WGN say, oh, there's a man on a scooter. That wasn't a man on a scooter. That was a disabled man in a wheelchair trying to cross the street when he just got cut off by the mayor zipping through with his... I would have had 50 disabled people in wheelchairs at City Hall protesting, demanded that this guy get a ticket because it was just so outrageous. But nobody burned him.
But you know the mayor's entourage going through red lights is sort of like the president's nationally. You know, that's one of the perks you get for being the mayor.
But you wonder what's he in a hurry for? You know, with the president, someone's out to get him. You know, with the mayor, come on, what are you rushing through anything for? You know, maybe to collect. I don't know. It's just thing.
He was going to meet some billionaire.
His brother's going to throw a big party. Hey, listen, that was another thing out of this election that proved once again that money is not the deciding factor, right? Emanuel spent much?
Exactly.
10, 15 million? Garcia spent 1 million?
13 million is what he allegedly raised.
Right.
You know, but you remember when Harold didn't have nearly as much money as Jane Byrne did.
That's right.
In the election. And Harold bragged about how he made her spend every penny.
That's right. You know, maybe Emanuel should be worried, thinking maybe I should keep 10 million if I'm going to lose the election. I could end up with nothing.
No, he's hooked up with the in crowd. He'll be fine money wise. We won't have to hold a tag day for Mayor Emanuel if he loses.
Yeah,
he'll
be
financially fine. So that's not the thing. The city might not necessarily be. I don't know if you saw this, but our credit rating just got lowered again.
Jesus, that's terrible.
Yeah, we're two points above being
Garcia. Garcia should be all over that, shouldn't he?
He should be all over that.
We're on the line with Monroe Anderson, a veteran political reporter and colleague of mine from City Hall for many years. We got some.
I'm a Chicago Defender columnist now.
And a Chicago, right? And you write a column for the Chicago Defender, and and that's something we'll talk about in a minute, because the Black, the Defender, and the Citizen both endorsed Emanuel, and it almost seemed like the Black vote was being pulled in that direction, but it didn't, but Emanuel didn't grab it hard enough, I don't think. Let's go to the phone lines and say hello to a caller. We got a couple callers on the line. You're on with Monroe Anderson. Go ahead, tell us your name, caller.
Hello, Randy, that's Hazem.
Hey, Hazem, how are you? Thank you for calling. You're on with, Hazem, you're on with Monroe Anderson. This guy knows politics upside down, top to bottom.
Good evening to you, and good evening to your guest.
Thank you.
Good evening, Hazem.
Thank you. I just wanna know, should we start celebrating or what?
No, not yet, but I don't know. What do you think, Monroe? Should we start dancing at Debka?
Yeah, right.
I don't think so. I think we're still gonna have a mayor who doesn't like Arabs, Hazem.
Right.
We're going for it, yeah! Vanessa Redgrave!
I mean, I heard that we have some Arab volunteers work for Chewy.
Yes, they did.
And when they won, I heard, I don't know if that's true or not, that they're doing some Debka by his...
Garcia came right out and said, when he's elected mayor, he's going to reverse the very things that Emanuel did. The first thing Emanuel did when he was elected in 2011 was to abolish the Arab Advisory Commission and to pull the plug on our Arabesque Arab Festival, which was only 4 years old. He killed those right away. Those were like the first things on his mind. I'm going, what does this guy have it out for us?
What was his explanation for that?
He didn't have the money. We don't have the money, he said.
Yeah, but you have something. We have the money for somebody else.
Yeah, but for everybody else, he has money, but for the Arabs, he doesn't.
God.
And he wouldn't, Monroe, he won't even talk to us as Arabs. He will talk to non-Arab Muslims. Go ahead, Hazem.
I just want to know, Ray and Mr. Monroe, like Ray's saying, I just want to know, Chewy, is he a good falafel or what?
He's gonna be good.
He could be a good mayor.
He'll be good.
He could be, and I think he's gonna grow into it too. Now that he knows he really has a shot, he just actually could become the mayor that everybody would like him to be.
Right.
Hazem, thank you for calling, man. We appreciate it. Let's go to
Welcome, guys.
Alright, man. Thank you. Alright, let's go to the other line. You're on with, Monroe Anderson. Caller, what's your name? Go ahead.
Hello, assalamu alaikum. This is Meher.
Hey, Meher, thank you for calling. You're on with Monroe Anderson.
Hi, Mr. Anderson. How are you?
Hi. Okay, I'm good.
Alright, let's start from the end. The first time we saw Rahm Emanuel was on TV in the White House, next to President Obama. All of a sudden, he became the mayor of Chicago. For me, I don't really care who's gonna be the leader. I always wish the best for the United States. We always need a good leader, regardless their color, their religion, their nationality, that have nothing to do with it. But what's going on these days reminds me of the Middle East elections. It's not up to the voters, I think. It's up to the leaders. So for me, I believe 100% that not Rahm Emanuel is gonna win again, and more construction we're gonna see, and this is a good opportunity I believe for the leader to make some. And so far, I don't see he have done any damage to the city or to the so far. And I believe that we need to explain more to the public of what's going on and what's good and what's bad. Lately, I believe people are very busy with their own stuff, not like the 70s and 80s. Harold Washington, Sawyer, they were really real elections. These days, it doesn't matter who you want to vote for. Rahm Emanuel is going to win again, regardless.
Maher, does it bother you? Maher, does it bother you that Rahm Emanuel won't even shake your hand because you're Arab?
No, it doesn't bother me at all. You know what? The Jews are good leaders, to be honest with you. But one more thing, at least in the end he will leave, not like our leaders, for good and forever.
Yeah, okay.
So we still have, you know, still have faith of Chicago. Chicago is a great city. They need a good leader, a good mayor, too.
All right, Maher. Thank you. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You know, Monroe, the Arabs are moderate people.
How many Arabs are there in the city voters?
There are about 80,000 Arabs that still live in Chicago, and you can tell that by the number of kids that are in the school system. The largest quote-unquote white proportion of the population is really an Arab population. So they have about 25,000 voters. Of those 80,000, about 25,000 are voters.
Okay, yeah. See, that's why he's not shaking your head. You don't count.
He doesn't think we count, right? But right, Garcia said, you count in my eyes even if you're only five people.
Exactly.
And no, that's an attitude thing, isn't it? Isn't it about attitude?
Yeah. But no, I have a Jewish friend who when he was running for mayor the last time, she ran into him and she said she was going to throw a coffee for him to help raise money for him.
Right.
And he looked at her and said, a coffee? He says, what's a coffee going to do for me?
Oh, great, Jesus.
And
it's attitude, right?
She hurt her feelings so much that she could have, I'm sure she didn't vote for him.
Well,
she told me she didn't. She probably didn't vote for him. I know she didn't vote for him this last time. I mean, she wants nothing to do with him because he just diminished her, you know, because he couldn't throw a great big expensive fundraiser. But she was going to do what she could do for him.
And you know what's interesting? The Arabs are not angry at Emanuel because he's Jewish. They supported Silverstein in the 50th Ward. They've worked with Jewish leaders. They don't care that he's Jewish. He's the one. It's his attitude that he doesn't think we exist. It's like we're nobody.
Yeah.
And it partly, listen, it's our fault. We're disorganized. We don't come together a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
We got all
so
these
you
other...
guys. Yeah, now you guys need to start being players yourself politically.
Yeah,
you need to have your own candidates and get your own aldermen if you can do it. You've got to participate more.
Listen, we had an Arab candidate running in the 10th Ward. She barely got any support from the Arab community. She's the only Arab that ran for alderman in any of the 50 wards, and it was so hard for her. Our community is still, they're fighting the Middle East conflict, you know, and they're arguing about the Middle East. They're not mentally here yet in Chicago, although more and more of us are getting, you know, involved in it. But that doesn't mean that Rahm Emanuel should brush us aside. Mayor Daley still worked with us.
He's not a nice guy. I mean, that's what I've been told.
Yes.
I don't know him personally, but I hear story after story about how he's not a nice guy. And as you and I both know, as a politician, job one is being a nice guy.
Yeah,
you have to be liked, even if it's a phony. You know, you can be fraudulent. You can be the worst jerk in the world.
Chicago voters will give you the...
But when you're out there with the public,
you have to be
a nice guy.
How many times have Chicago voters given the mantle to somebody who turned around and slapped him in the face? They're willing.
Right.
But, you know, they turn the other cheek all the time with mayors, and all the mayor has to do is pretend that he likes you. That's all he got to do.
Exactly.
Just pretend.
Exactly.
You know, I know Garcia will come on the show. I know Rahm Emanuel won't. And to me, that is exactly why the guy is not as popular as he could be. He could have been a big mayor.
Although, but you have to invite both of them.
Oh, I'm gonna. Of course I will.
Yeah, you're gonna have to. And then you can announce to somebody if Mayor Rahm doesn't come on, Mayor Emanuel doesn't come on.
If I were Emanuel right now, I'd be sitting in my office crying about, oh man, I've been so embarrassed. I have the power. Right. I got the money. The president came out to campaign for me.
Right.
I have the leaders of the black community behind me.
But he had the leaders of the city. He had the power elite.
He had everybody
overall.
Behind him, and he could barely make 45%.
Right.
That's embarrassing, isn't it?
Right.
Jeez.
Exactly. Which says that he has everybody but the voters.
Yeah, he does. And I would be
voters.
Thinking...
He has voters, but not enough yet.
Now, why can't he go through a transition like Jesus Garcia? Garcia's growing into the role. Can Emmanuel do that? I mean, isn't there any hope for Mayor Emmanuel to get off his arrogance, stop being the mean guy, and, you know, reach out to people and say, you know what?
Well, we'll see. Yeah,
think
that's
he could?
What we'll have to see. Because a lot of people... not a lot, but I know of people who did not vote for Mayor Emmanuel because they wanted the runoff to
right.
send him a message.
Right.
You know, that he
right.
needed to be more
right.
responsive to the people.
Right.
The danger in that for Mayor Emmanuel, though, is that if Chewy comes on strong
yes.
now.
If he can get his act together,
a popular candidate.
Yes.
Then the people who were saying, well, we need Mayor Emmanuel, we need to send him a message, but then we're going to vote for him in April.
Right.
May have a change of mind. Now they're going to get to see more of Garcia.
Right.
And and he is more likable.
Yeah, he is. I mean, listen, Garcia is a decent guy. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was that strong, but you're right. On election night, there was a major transformation, and his voice was stronger. His confidence was stronger. His speech was probably the best speech he ever gave.
Yes, yes, yes. And, again, you have the progressives. There's a progressive movement underfoot.
Yeah, they've been emboldened,
so
right?
Exactly.
They're empowered
because
again.
The morning of the election, I got an email from MoveOn.org.
Yes.
Saying vote for Chewy.
Yeah.
You know, he has the progressives.
This isn't.
I mean, there's more progressives than there are Arabs, but not many more. Probably.
let's take another phone call from one of our listeners. Tell us your name, caller. You're on with Monroe Anderson.
Hi, Ray. This is Mohammed. How are you?
Hey, Mohammed. Thank you for calling. You're on with Monroe.
Thank you.
Hi, Mohammed.
Yeah. Hi, Mr. Anderson. How are you?
I'm good.
I have just a comment and maybe question.
Sure.
Also, the comment is. Garcia, Mr. Garcia, actually, he came to MAS, which is Muslim American Society.
Yes.
On last December, and I think we had it on the McCormick Place. And he's a very humble guy. I like him very much. And actually, I live in Orland Park. Otherwise, I will go and vote for him. But he's very humble guy. And I really, I encourage anybody who has the vote, especially for the schools, the African-American, and also for the Muslims, Arabs. I think he's a very good candidate, and I promote for him. I mean, I really endorse him. Also, this is my opinion about him. My question is, can a president endorsing a mayor on the expenses of another mayor? I mean, is it legally okay to endorse by the president to endorse someone on the other person? I just want to know if it's legal or not. And
yeah,
thank
legal.
You so much for all of your hard work, Ray. And I like the way that you and the Arab, the great Arab American.
Rush Darwish.
Rush.
are you going to come to my tabbouleh bowl? I'm going to have a tabbouleh bowl.
I will try. I will try to do.
A bowl of
tabbouleh. I will try to do my best, but I like the way that you guys come in along together. I mean, we all
He's
have
a good
to be
guy.
United.
No, Rush and I.
Regardless of what we believe in, I think we have to do kind of like interstate, just nice people, they have all come together, regardless of what's their faith, whatever they believe in, we're all the good people. Always we have to come and work together. So
you're absolutely right, Mohammed.
So I like that.
Rush is a good guy. Yeah. He's just trying to take over my personality. He wants to be Ray Anania. That's what this is all. No, I'm just
and
joking.
I like the pop, the Baba, that he comes with him, the FBI guy.
The Tundra, we call him. Bob, Naperville Bob. All right, yeah. Thank you. Hey, yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome, Mohammed. You know, Monroe, when you and I used to do radio on the other station, I can't remember, there were a number of them, we used to have a caller named Naperville Bob. He always used to call. Now he's the co-host of a radio show. He's infiltrated the Arab community as a result of coming on our show. Naperville Bob. He sits on with Rush Darwish on Wednesdays at what time? 4:30, Khaled? 4:30, Rush, Rise Up Radio is a great show, by the way, at 4:30. You know, Monroe, you and I should go back and find a radio station and get back and do it. I'd love to get back in there, and you're always such a good guy to take the time to come on my radio show. I know you got other things to do.
Yeah, no, but you're good guys, and I enjoy talking to you. And if you can get us a radio show that pays money, and that we don't have to pay for,
pays money too. I don't know. Listen, if I could get anything, it'll be easier to get Rahm Emanuel to sit here with me and take phone calls than to get a paying radio gig.
I've got to send Rahm an email.
Would you? Would you do that? Maybe he'll sponsor us.
Go to the Ray Hanania show.
Yeah, right. Do that. All right, Monroe. Listen, we'd love to have you on again. Maybe right after the next election.
Whenever you want me, just give me a call.
We will do that.
You know, unless I'm tied up, I'll do it. Okay.
And I know our listeners. Where can they go online? I know they can buy the Defender to read your column every week. But is there a place?
Oh, they can go online to if they just Google Chicago Defender.
Okay. Good.
They can go to that website, and then there's a digital a version of it on the right-hand side halfway down the column.
And what
you
day,
click on that and you see the actual paper.
What date is...
Are you subscribed to it? It comes out Wednesday mornings.
Every Wednesday.
Once a week,
okay.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. The Defender is a great publication, and I think it's a great thing that you're writing
110 years old.
That's 110 phenomenal.
Years old.
You're taking over Vernon Jarrett's spot. You're going to be the Vernon Jarrett of today.
Somebody's got to do it. I'm the new improved Vernon Jarrett.
Yeah, right. A little less controversial, but still, he was a great guy. Monroe Anderson, our guest. Monroe, thank you so much for joining us. Really was a pleasure having you on. We appreciate it.
Okay,
have a great weekend.
You take care now.
You too.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right. Okay.
All right, everybody.
Bye.
Listen, Alan Monroe Anderson, such a good guy. He and I covered City Hall for years. I was there 17 years, and he was in and out of City Hall, but like he pointed out, he was at the Tribune for a while, then he was at Newsweek magazine, then he was over at WBBM-TV, then he was with Eugene Sawyer as the press secretary. Now, every Wednesday, he writes a column at the Chicago Defender, a great newspaper. I think that if you get a chance, go online, or if you can, I'm sure a lot of you are Arabs, you got stores in the African American communities, you can just buy the Chicago Defender and read his column every Wednesday in the paper. And I want to thank everybody, by the way, we hit, at thearabdailynews.com, we hit over 1 million visitors just this month into the, you know, in terms of page views, which is a record for us. That's huge. And February is the shortest month of the year to already exceed 1 million. I think there were 1.1 million page views. So I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody here at Yahala Voice and Khaled Khilfa for running the show, Riyadh, Taha, everybody for giving me the opportunity, and, of course, our sponsor at Life Run. Remember, they're probably the best emergency system for seniors and people in healthcare need. You can call them at 1-800-421-3366. I want to thank everybody again. I'll be back here next Friday. Remember, just after 4 o'clock, right after Riyadh does the news, and we'll talk a little bit more. We'll focus a little bit on Chicago elections moving forward. Until the April 7th election. Get involved. Donate money. Even if you don't live in Chicago, you can donate money to the candidate of your choice. And who knows, maybe we will get Mayor Emanuel to finally wake up. Maybe this election shook him a little bit, and he'll wake up and come on the radio and talk to us like we're human beings instead of treating us like we're pariah. I'm Ray Anania. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next Friday. Bye-bye, everybody.
يا هلا بويس، الإذاعة العربية في شيكاغو.